Hello, I'm Alex Riddell with a Wide World of Sports update. Veteran Collingwood defender Jeremy Howe looks likely to return for the Pies when they take on Sydney on Friday night. A calf injury kept Howe out of the Magpies' opening round clash against GWS. Meantime, Collingwood coach Craig McRae says it will be hard to leave Finn McRae out of this weekend's side following an impressive pre-season by the 22-year-old.
I like saying things out loud so people hear it and then it holds me to account. We're going to play Finn McRae very shortly, so whether that's this week or next, he'll be playing. He's someone we need to get in the team, so what capacity, I'm not sure. I think it's going to be hard to leave him out.
The GWS Giants are daring to dream this year after their impressive start to the AFL season. GWS defeated Premiers Collingwood by 32 points to open their campaign. Giants assistant coach Jeremy Laidler says the playing group will be better equipped to go deep into the finals this year.
We know it's very hard to get back, even into the finals, let alone a prelim final. But, I suppose last year we had a whole new coaching group come into the club and obviously under a new head coach in Adam Kingsley.
To the NRL, Tigers coach Benji Marshall is giving his halves pairing a licence to play with freedom in their opening match of the 2024 season. Lachlan Galvin will make his NRL debut at 5'8", partnering Jaden Sullivan against the Raiders on Saturday. Sullivan says they've been given the boss's blessing to play their natural games.
There's so much structure in footy and, you know, sometimes the structure doesn't really work in it. Goes out the window and, you know, you just got to play footy. So he's backed me to back my ability. And
the Rabbitohs are dismissing reports that Jai Arrow will miss the rest of the NRL season with a shoulder injury. Coach Jason Demetriou says he's confident his Origin forward will play again in 2024.
He's going to rehab process over the next 3 or 4 weeks just to strengthen his shoulder, but I'm more than confident he'll be back playing for the rest of the season. There's been plenty of examples of players that have played in the past with it and had it done at the end of the season or had it done in 2 years' time, so he's got great range, he's got good strength, so I'm pretty confident he'll play.
Australia's Alex de Minaur has had a disappointing exit at the Indian Wells Masters. Craig Gabriel is there.
The last time Alex de Minaur played Alexander Zverev was at the United Cup in Australia and he came back from a set down to score the win. This time the roles were reversed and it was Zverev who was down a set and now he's into the quarterfinals, 5-7, 6-2, 6-3. De Minaur was on a 7-match win streak coming into this match, having won in Acapulco and his early rounds here. There's a risk he could slip out of the top 10. Earlier, Carlos Alcaraz took a step closer to defending his title. Craig Gabriel, Indian Wells, 9 News.
Australian boxing legend Jeff Fenwick has been rushed to hospital for urgent tests on his heart. News Corp reports doctors are continuing examinations on his heart and adjoining valves after Fenwick had a body temperature of nearly 40. Arsenal has beaten FC Porto on penalties at home in the Champions League. David Raya saved 2 spot kicks, sending the Gunners to the quarterfinals.
4-2 Arsenal, and this is the 4th Porto penalty. And it's saved by David Raya. Big, big save. Big, big smile. Arsenal are through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League.
I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the 9 News team.